Okay, we're back. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. We're talking to Super Bowl Steve regarding Fred, and he's telling us a story. We're getting some callers right now. I'm going to open up the phone lines again. It's 800-313-9443 if you have a question. I appreciate the caller. And again, I will give credit where credit's due and also take criticism where criticism is due. And I do apologize to the previous caller that maybe I didn't make myself as clear as I should have. So, again, I apologize. So, Steve, let's get back to square one, okay?
Sure. And I'd like to say to Paul, I'm sorry, maybe I misunderstood him. I'd like to also say that if you go to the Internet, there's only one website that really does a daily, almost an hour-by-hour account of everything that's involved in the anthrax. And the guy actually wrote a book. His name is Ed Lake, and he can be found at www.anthraxinvestigation.com. Mm-hmm. He wrote a book it's not a bestseller, but it's out there. You can buy it at your local bookstore. And on page 223 under acknowledgments, you'll find my full name. So, he only lists acknowledgments to 8 people, and I'm one of them. So, and these are all scholars that wrote this book. So, the name of the book is Analyzing the Anthrax Attacks. Mm-hmm. It sells for about $15.
Well, tell you, as long as we're on that subject, I'm going to keep you up for a little bit longer here, open up the phone lines, but there's one other thing that I want to go into just a little bit, Steve, and that is that you had mentioned to me when the anthrax, and again, you have to forgive me because as I told you off air, I didn't really see it, or if I did, I didn't pay much attention to it. You had said something about the airwaves, CNN or MSNBC or whoever it was that put they showed the anthrax letters on national mainstream news, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And in those letters, there was, you said there's a fingerprint of the Illuminati or whatever, right?
Basically, there's hidden images, similar to the hidden images that you'd find in the book Codex Magica by Tex Mars.
Yes, I've got a copy of that book sitting right in front of me, and I've got Tex coming up on my Thursday show.
All right, well, I'll see what I can do about getting some of the copies of the letters to him.
Mm-hmm.
There you can also find copies of the anthrax letters at the anthraxinvestigation.com website, or you can go to the FBI website. It's called Amerithrax.
Mm-hmm.
You take the images that are located on the FBI's website, and you just use a good photo editing tool. Just bring up the shadows, and you'll see that there's actually images in those letters. The reason the FBI can't give you the reason the FBI is using more or less whited out images or photographs of the anthrax letters is on one of the letters there's a sexually explicit photograph that is a very naughty photograph that doesn't help anybody.
So what you're saying is that they leave their signature on these?
Yeah, well, that's the Illuminati will usually leave signatures behind, and they left more than signatures behind.
Well, I know they do that on the dollar bill.
Well, there was a movie that came out by the History Channel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and in the year 2000, the History Channel made a rule that we're not going to make any more DVDs. We're not going to make any more VHS videotapes. Everything's going to DVD. They came up with this, and that was in 2002. I mean, in 2000. So in 2001, 2002, 2003, all the way up to today, they've never made a VHS tape except for one tape that was produced in 2004. And that was called the Anthrax Attacks.
Mm-hmm.
I watched, remember when the towers got knocked down? Every time you'd look at CNN, you'd see the towers falling, and they did it for 10 days, and if you saw it happen 20 times, you saw it happen 100 times.
Right.
Well, they won't show you those photographs, those exact same photographs of those towers falling, because now the people won't be looking at the smoke at the top of the building. They'll be looking 25 stories down
right,
at the
right.
side
of the building.
Let me stop
you. You've got to go to a quick break, Steve. Be back in a few. Michael Herzog, American Awakening, republicbroadcasting.org, and 12180 Shortwave. See you in a few. Stick with me, please.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
All right, we're back. This is Michael Herzog with the American Awakening, and we're talking to Super Bowl Steve, who's conveying a story to us on a renter from many years ago who was telling, I guess was a member of the Illuminati and was conveying some things that were going to happen in the future, some of which have happened, some of which haven't happened, but may happen, okay? We're on the subject. I'm going to open up the phone lines one more time, 800-313-9443. Feel free to call in if you have a question for my guest. And let's go back. Steve, we were talking about the towers falling. And
yes.
We were showing it on CNN. Go
right.
ahead.
And that's why they won't show you any high-definition images of the towers falling, because they know the people are smart enough. If you look down 25 stories, you'll see little squibs shooting out where they're setting off the charges.
And not only that, but if you look down at the bottom of the towers, which nobody was looking, it was kind of like a magician's trick. One hand, here, look at this, look at the left hand while I'm doing something else with my right.
It's in plain sight, yeah.
Right, yeah, and so at the bottom of the buildings, there was smoke coming out and explosions going off. I know William Rodriguez was a janitor in the building on that day, and he was... he's been interviewed hundreds of times by people telling, you know, his story about explosions underneath in the basement. So anyway, go ahead.
Okay, so what I'm trying to convey to your listeners that might not know, this History Channel documentary of 2004, they had a documentary called The Anthrax Attacks. And in that documentary, they showed the actual photographs of the anthrax letters that held the actual anthrax, and they must have used a high-definition TV camera to do this, mm-hmm. okay? And for about 5 seconds a shot, they'd show all three letters, only for about 3 to 4 seconds each, and then they'd flip to the next one 3 or 4 seconds. And they did this 5 or 6 times. Sometimes they used the real letters that the FBI possesses, that they photographed. Other times they used a fake one or a similar one just as a reference. But in some of those frames or in some of those photographs, three or four times they used the real photographs. And if you know enough not to look at the handwriting on the letter, but to look at the letter itself, the letters weren't black and white. They were, one was a purplish color, one was a green color, another one was sort of a brown and an off shade, but they contain actually photographs and actually photographs of people. Now, most people don't know this. People, animals, inanimate objects, moon rocks. Ed Lake was able to figure this out, and other people were able to figure this out. There was a website that is now defunct. It was called www.anthrax-letters.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer there.
Now,
but
who is Ed Lake?
Pardon?
I mean, you just mentioned...
Ed Lake is the fellow that I know. He's a nice fellow. He's the one that wrote the book analyzing the anthrax attacks the first 3 years. He's the one that put my name in the book because I helped him a little bit with the book. I gave him I told him some things that he didn't know, and then when he looked at it, he says, "Steve, you're right." And so he has a couple of my tips in his book.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, anyway, you'll never see, if anybody out there has a VHS copy of the History Channel's 2004, The Anthrax Attacks, you have a very, very valuable VCR tape. It should be given to the Power Hour or to Mr. Statmiller or given to Alex Jones for someone to analyze what exactly is on that tape, because there's pictures of some people that all I'm going to say at this time is that there's some people still in high offices of the United States government whose photographs are actually on the anthrax letters, and I know why they're on there.
Okay. Why are they on there?
Well, because they left their signatures, not just, in other words, Fred's picture's there. All the people that were involved in the actual fabrication of this plot to send anthrax through the mail, all their photographs are hidden in there. Some of them are hidden, are real big. One of them's as big as half the page, but you don't notice it because... This is hard to explain, and I'd sooner, I'd sooner like to send you my book first.
No, that's fine.
And I am trying to get the high definition images again.
Mm-hmm.
This stuff is really hard to find right now.
Well,
in other words, it was out there and now it's gone.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you do this? Why don't you send me a copy of that, and I'll peruse through it and take a look at it.
Okay? Sure.
And at this point, well, we have no other callers with questions. I'm going to let you go. I've got some other news I want to get into here,
okay,
Steve. So I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you a buzz again off the air, okay? And have you got the address of the network?
Yes, I do, for RBN. I'll send it in care of you. Attention to you. I have a black and white copy that I'm more than happy to share with you. And you know, I think Mr. Stadmiller has the actual very colorful photographs. The photographs cost me about $3 or $4 a piece per page to print, and they were not only printed, they were laminated, because the images on the anthrax letters, even I noticed that the ink was actually soaking into the paper,
mm-hmm,
and so I figured out a way to preserve it. It was by laminating them, so... Because after a while, if you don't use professional, I used Kinko's. If, you know, my book wasn't professionally produced, so that, you know, maybe I used the wrong paper or something. But for some reason, the ink was going into the papers.
Well, do me a favor, send me a copy of it. Now I'll tell you that, you know, John Stettmiller's closet is a relative gold mine of information, because he's got, I mean, people send him books all the time, and some
right
of them he's able to read and some of them he can't get to. I haven't been able, I mean, I've just, you know, gone through his office and looked through some of them, and yours may very well be in there, I just haven't run across it. But if you would send me another one, and I promise you, sir, I will go through it,
I'll peruse
through the book and find it. In the meantime, okay, I'll let you go. I really appreciate you coming on, Steve, and I'll be in touch with you, okay?
Okay, real
right
good. Thank you very much.
Thank you. you, Steve. I appreciate it. All right.
Bye-bye. Anytime.
Okay, that was Super Bowl Steve. And I'll tell you what, again, I'll open up the phone lines. If anybody has any comments about it, he wants to call in and you know, voice your thoughts, call me at 800-313-9443. To me, that was a fascinating story. Is it true? Is it not true? Is anybody's guess? Now, again, Paul, and I give you accolades, Paul. You know, as far as being direct, you're a direct guy. And, you know, that was a good question you posed to him. And again, I want to apologize. It's probably my fault that I didn't expound on it enough. But at any rate, I want to get into some other news here that I pulled off regarding, you know, Steve had brought up one interesting fact, and that is that you know, the laws that have been passed, the rights that have been stripped away from Americans. And I want to take a little time and go through a couple of things. I took the liberty of pulling some stuff off of the Internet yesterday. For the benefit of people who still are out there, and I know I have a lot of new listeners, for the benefit of people who are still out there and still, you know, live under the illusion that we live in a, quote, free country, I want to take some time and go through some logistics of a couple of different pieces of legislation that George Bush signed into law last year. And you can go Google it for yourself. One of them is the Military Commissions Act of 2006, which was enacted, I believe it was around the 27th, 28th of September. And also another one was the, what is it, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. And those two particular pieces of legislation stripped us of some very important rights that we had. So with that, let me get into, first of all, the Military Commissions Act. George Bush signed this in September of last year. And I want to explain to our new listeners exactly what that did. Number one, it authorized secret detentions. In other words, now, used to be if they had reasonable cause to believe that one of us was involved in something illegal, they would have to get a warrant and come in and arrest us. They'd have to get a warrant signed by a judge to search our property. That's no longer the fact. The Military Commissions Act of 2006 basically allows secret detentions. It allows enforced disappearances. They can come into your home without a warrant. They can come in and tap. They can come in when you're not home. They can come in and seize your computer. They can come in and tap your phone, which they don't even have to come in anymore to tap your phone. But they can come in, search your home, and not even tell you that they were there. They have enacted torture and other cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment. They've enacted outrages upon your personal dignity, including humiliating treatment, denial and restriction of habeas corpus. Now, that's the important thing. Habeas corpus is what am I being tried for? Who's charging me? What's going on here? All right. The Military Commissions Act did away with habeas corpus. What that means is if they can come in, if they have a suspicion that you are doing anything, you know, if they have a suspicion that you're a terrorist, if they have a suspicion that you're associating with a terrorist, if they have a suspicion that you're associating with somebody that's associating with somebody that's associating with somebody that's a terrorist, they can come in and arrest you, detain you indefinitely. They can hold you for as long as they want to, without you being able to obtain a lawyer, without you being able to appear in court. Take Jose Padilla, for example, American citizen that's has been detained for, I don't know what it is now, 4.5 years. But the United States Military Commissions Act of 2006 allowed them to strip away basically habeas corpus and another of other protections under the Bill of Rights that we may never get back unless we fight for it. This is Michael Herzog with the American Awakening. We're coming up on a break. You're listening to what? RepublicBroadcasting.org or 1280 Shortwave. I'll be back in a few. Stick with me and I'll open up the phone lines again.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
All right. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I'm back. I got about, I don't know, what, 4 or 5 minutes in this segment. What I'm reading to you here, for those of you who do not know, who listen to mainstream Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and Alan Combs, and all those wonderful people, they don't tell you any of this stuff. This is an article that's put out by Amnesty International regarding the Military Commissions Act of 2006. All of this stuff that you do not hear on mainstream media is the stuff that is affecting you. And you're not going to know anything about it unless they decide to put you in their sights. Once they put you in their sights is when you find out. Some of us that are in the Patriot movement know very well of what I'm talking about. Let me just read a couple of excerpts off this article. This is Amnesty International regarding the Military Commissions Act. In recent days, human rights violations perpetrated by the USA throughout the war on terror, in effect, has been given the congressional stamp of approval. With the passing of the Military Commissions Act of 2006 by the House of Representatives on the 27th of September and on the 28th of September, Congress has turned bad executive policy into bad law. This document looks back on the evolution of the executive's war on terror detention policies in order to illustrate the sort of violations in which Congress, through inaction and now legislation, has become complicit. Amnesty International will continue to campaign for the USA's war on terror detention policies and practices to be brought into full compliance with international law, and to repeal any of the law that fails to meet this test. On September 21st, 2001, Amnesty International faxed a letter to President Bush. Here, they urged the president to put respect for human rights and the rule of law into place. And, boy, part of this article is cut off. Anyway, at any rate, I'm not going to go any farther into this article. The only thing I am going to say in the Military Commissions Act is what it has allowed this government to do. And it is my opinion, and, you know, I believe that this government suffered a coup d'etat back in the year 2000 when George Bush was elected, as far as I'm concerned, illegally, by the military-industrial complex. We were warned about that possibility even back in the exit speech made by Eisenhower, if any of you recall. Also, the secret society speech made by John F. Kennedy in 1962. We've been warned about this repeatedly from different presidents throughout the years. Synopsis, the Military Commissions Act of 2006, for all of you who have any illusion that we live in a free country, it allows secret detention, it allows enforced disappearance, it allows torture and other cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment, it allows outrages upon personal dignity, including humiliating treatment, such as this torture situation, it allows denial and restriction of habeas corpus, which means it denies us the right to be asked of who is trying us, what law are we violating. It allows indefinite detention without charge or trial. And I want you to think about that. Indefinite detention. If you are accused, if they feel that you are, you know, associated with somebody who's associated with somebody who's associated with somebody who, you know, may be a terrorist, they can detain you indefinitely. They can put you away. They can deport you. They can strip you of your citizenship. That's what this Military Commissions Act does. Now, I don't know about you, but that doesn't sound like freedom to me. It gives prolonged incommunicado detention. You can't speak to anybody. You can't obtain a lawyer. You can't do anything. It allows arbitrary detention and unfair trial procedures. This is what the passage of the Military Commissions Act of 2006 did, all under the guise of protecting Americans. To me, this did not protect Americans, and it takes me back, it reminds me of that speech Bush made just after September 11th when he gave that insane, ridiculous excuse that the reason we were attacked is because they hate our freedoms. Well, George, if they hate our freedoms so much, why are you taking our freedoms away from us? Okay, I mean, it's to the point now where, you know, we, all of our freedoms, the large majority of our freedoms have been taken away. And if they hated us because we were free, now that you've enacted this legislation, George, I would think that, you know, Osama and Massawi and all these people, we could be buddies now. Because if they hated us because we're free, now because of you, George, we're just like them. All right? There's another one I want to read to you. I'll go into a little bit more detail about the one I just mentioned, the Military Commissions Act, basically just stripped us of habeas corpus. But I'm going to go into Bush paving the way for martial law with the John Warner Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2007. They hate us because we're free. Well, we're not free anymore. Oh, let's see. Paradoxically, Bush paves the way for martial law. Paradoxically, preserving liberty may require the rule of a single leader, a dictator, willing to use those dreaded extraordinary measures in which few know how or are willing to employ. That statement was made by none other than Michael Ledeen, White House advisor and fellow of the American Enterprise Institute. Everybody know who he is? General Tommy Franks. Franks says that if the United States is hit with a weapon of mass destruction that inflicts large casualties, the Constitution will likely be discarded in favor of a military form of government. That was out of Newsmax, November 21st, 2003. I'm going to go into this article a little bit further when we come back. We're going into a break. And I'll open up the phone lines for anybody that wants to insert their opinion on the guest or a question for me. It's Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, republicbroadcasting.org, 12180 shortwave. See you in a few.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson Music Shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
We're back. This is Michael Herzog with the American Awakening. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Now, I want to take a few minutes and tell you, for all of you out there that are still, new listeners to Republic Broadcasting Network who haven't been listening for a while and you're still under the mistaken impression that we live in a free country and you listen to Rush Limbaugh and the propaganda that he puts out along with Sean Hannity and a few of the others of the same ilk like Bill O'Reilly. I want to read this to you, and I want you to listen really, really closely, okay? Because this, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, stripped us of posse comitatus. In October of 2000, oh, and by the way, sorry, before I go into this, if you have a question, you have a comment, feel free to call me, 800-313-9443. You can mentally torture me if you want to over the phone, that's okay. Anyway, in October of 2006, Bush signed into law the John Warner Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2007, quietly slipped into the law at the last minute at the request of the Bush administration were sections changing important legal principles dating back 200 years, which limit the U.S. government's ability to use the military to intervene in domestic affairs. These changes would allow Bush, whenever he thinks it necessary, to institute martial law, under which the military takes direct control over the civilian administration. Section 1042 of the Act, Use of the Armed Forces in Major Public Emergencies, effectively overturns what is known as posse comitatus. The Posse Comitatus Act is a law passed in 1878 that prohibits the use of the regular military within the United States borders. The original passage of the Posse Comitatus Act was a very reactionary move that sealed the betrayal of black people after the Civil War and brought the period of Reconstruction to an end. It decreed that federal troops could no longer be used inside the former Confederate states to enforce the new legal right of black people. Black people were turned over to the armed police and Klansmen serving the southern plantation owners, and the long period of Jim Crow began. During the 20th century, Posse Comitatus objectively started to play a new role within the bourgeois democratic framework as a legal barrier to the direct influence of the powerful military establishment and the armed forces over domestic U.S. society. It served to some degree as an obstacle against military coups and presidents seizing military control over the country. However, National Guard troops have been legally available to the ruling class for use inside the U.S., and there have been other loopholes to the prohibition of the use of armed forces domestically, as in the mobilization of Marine troops during the 1992 L.A. Rebellion. So the changes to Posse Comitatus signed into law by Bush are extremely significant and ominous. Bush has modified the main exemptions to Posse Comitatus that up to now have been primarily defined by the Insurrection Act of 1807. Previously, the president could call out the army in the United States only in cases of insurrection or conditions where rebellion against the authority of the United States make it impracticable to enforce the laws of the United States in any state or territory by the ordinary course of judicial proceedings. Under the new law, the president can use the military in response to a natural disaster, a disease outbreak, a terrorist attack, or other condition in which the president determines that domestic violence has occurred to the extent that state officials cannot maintain public order. The new law requires the president to notify Congress as soon as practicable after the determination and every 14 days thereafter during the duration of the exercise of the authority. However, Bush, as he has often done during his presidency, modified this requirement in his signing statement, which declared, "The executive branch shall construe such provisions in a manner consistent with the president's constitutional authority to withhold information, the disclosure of which could impair foreign relations, the national security, the deliberative process of the executive." In other words, Bush claims that he does not even need to inform Congress that martial law has been declared. Does that sound like freedom to you folks? This major change in the criteria under which martial law can be declared is a continuation of a process begun after 9/11 to dismantle legal barriers to unrestrained executive presidential powers. In 2002, the government created the new Northern Command. This is the first time since the Civil War that the U.S. military has been given an operational command inside the continental United States. In 2005, the Washington Post reported that NORTHCOM had developed battle plans for martial law in the U.S. One secret document called Con Plan 2005 envisions 15 different scenarios where these plans could go into effect. The U.S. has also used natural disasters like Katrina to push for increased role in the military. According to the Washington Post, Bush advisor Karl Rove told the governor of Louisiana that she should explore legal options to impose martial law, or as close as we can get. Spying by the military against U.S. persons, also supposedly prohibited, has greatly expanded in recent years. Counterintelligence field activity was created in 2002 supposedly to evaluate threats against Department of Defense installations. However, a secret 400-page document obtained by MSNBC revealed that CIFA had spied on more than 1,500 suspicious incidents during a 10-month period, including a meeting of Quakers to plan a protest of military recruiting at local high schools and an anti-war protest in Los Angeles. James Risen has exposed in the New York Times and in his book State of War, The Secret History of the CIA and the Bush Administration, that the National Security Agent, which is under the Department of Defense, has been used in a massive campaign of illegal spying of U.S. citizens, including tapping your phone calls, monitoring your bank and financial records, and the Internet. In 2006, the Military Commissions Act was passed, which, in addition to legalizing torture, allows the president and military courts to declare anyone an enemy combatant without basic civil rights like habeas corpus. Plans for massive detention centers are already being prepared. Pacific News Service reported that in early 2006, Kellogg Brown and Root received a $385 million contract from the Department of Homeland Security to build detention and processing facilities to be used in the event of an emergency influx of immigrants into the U.S. or to support the rapid development of new programs. Gee, I wonder what he means by new programs. Anybody have any idea about that? Okay. So what is this all about? What's the summation of this? Would they really go that far? Well, I don't know. In your estimation of 6 years of George W. Bush, what do you think? All of the legislation that's been passed that is supposedly to protect us, in my estimation, and through reading the legislation myself, has done the exact opposite. This administration has basically stripped us of everything that they asserted to us that they were trying to protect. Tell me, does that make any sense to you? It makes no sense whatsoever to me unless there's an agenda behind it. And as all the patriots out there know, there is definitely an agenda behind it. For all of the new listeners that are listening to the mainstream media, no, we understand that you really don't have a clue because they're not telling you. Now, I'm going to give you the summation to this. The Bush regime's preparation for martial law are part of an extreme agenda. This is a regime that is setting out to create a world empire that is unchallenged and unchallengeable and has embarked on the endless war to bring this about. Along with this, they aim to restructure social relations in the United States, doing away with many of the social and economic institutions that have characterized U.S. society since World War II. Because of this extreme agenda, the Bush regime takes very seriously the possibility of jolts and ruptures and resistance and are preparing very extreme measures to deal with this. The $385 million contract with Kellogg, Brown, and Root, the Military Commissions Act, the John Warner Defense Bill, the Patriot Act, all of this legislation is being enacted in preparation for something. And I'll take you back. I'll take you back even beyond that. I'll take you back to the Oklahoma City bombing. I'm sure a lot of you are aware, but some of the new listeners aren't, that there was legislation regarding terrorism that had stalled in Congress that had been written to enforce or to have stronger enforcement of terrorism within the United States. That bill, the Republicans and the Democrats were sitting on the fence with that bill, and I off the top of my head, I cannot recall the name of the bill. But it was sitting there. It wasn't doing anything. And then mysteriously enough, we had the Oklahoma City bombing, and boom, right away, that legislation was enacted, and we had the whatever the name of the bill was, the Terrorism Act or whatever. If we've got a caller out there that knows who it is or what the name of it is, give me a call and let's relay that to people. It's 800-313-9443. Going back to this article, the summation. A reminder, on February 27th, 1933, a fire broke out in the Reichstag government building in Germany. The next day, Hitler and his Minister of the Interior, Hermann Göring, drafted the Reichstag Fire Decree, which suspended civil liberties and gave the central government total power. The decree was signed into law within days. After that point, opposition to Hitler became much more difficult. In the United States today, extreme measures, much like the Reichstag Fire Decree, are already being put into place, making it even more urgent that a determined struggle be waged to drive out the Bush regime and reverse this dangerous trajectory. End of story. Now, there was a congressman back in the late 90s, 2000, that reminds me a lot of a handful of congressmen that are in office right now. A lot of you don't know, many of the patriots do know, but some of the new listeners don't know that Congressman Ron Paul is running for president. You will not hear that mentioned in mainstream media. You'll hear about Hillary Clinton. You'll hear about Rudy Giuliani. You'll hear about all these, Barack Obama. There's one. You'll hear about all these people in the mainstream media, but you won't hear much about Ron Paul. The reason that you won't hear much about Ron Paul is because Ron Paul is a constitutionalist. Ron Paul votes the Constitution. Ron Paul does not step all over the Constitution and get sold out by these lobbyists, okay? And there was another guy. There was another guy years ago that was a congressman that he reminded me somewhat of Ron Paul. And I'm gonna take the balance of the hour, and I'm gonna read a few 1 minute quotes by this guy, because to me he was a fascinating congressman, and some of his 1 minute quotes are really, really funny. Sadly, we couldn't vote for him as president. We couldn't even vote him in as Congress, because right now he's sitting in prison, and be in prison until the year 2010, because he was set up. He was set up by, I believe, what was her name, Janet Reno, by allegedly taking bribes. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about none other than James Traficant, who was in Congress for several years, and who was, in my estimation, a true constitutionalist. These are people, Ron Paul, James Traficant, are people who believe in our Constitution. They're not people that step all over it, okay? They're people that vote in accordance with the rules laid down in the Constitution. They're true patriots. So I'm going to take a few minutes, and I'm going to go into a few of these one-minute speeches by James Traficant. And the first one is called, Who is Lying About Waco? This speech was made in May 17th of 2000. He's addressing the House of Representatives. And this is James Traficant. Mr. Speaker, who is lying about Waco? Scientist Carl Gigliotti said the FBI lied, that they did fire automatic weapons into the burning building. But Vector Data Systems of England said the FBI did not lie. Two scientific groups totally disagree. But something stinks. Vector got hundreds of millions of dollars in contracts from the FBI. Carl Gigliotti was just found dead. To boot, FBI audio tapes of the burning building are now lost. To boot, FBI autopsy reports are confiscated and victims are now missing. Beam me up, Mr. Speaker. This is not a Justice Department. This is a cover-up. We need an investigation. Congress should pass H.R. 4105 and put some oversight on what is developing into a police state in America. Here's a guy who had the guts, that didn't sell out, that didn't get bought off by lobbyists, who had the guts to stand up before his constituents in Congress and tell the truth. Isn't it interesting that Vector Data Systems of England said the FBI did not lie and they received hundreds of millions of dollars, yet Carl Gigliotti said they did lie and he was just found dead? That's just one. Calling for a full investigation into the death of Carl Gigliotti, May 9th. 2000. Mr. Speaker, Carl Gigliotti, the 42-year-old scientist who investigated the Waco massacre, whose body has been missing for 2 weeks, was found dead. Gigliotti is the man who flat out said, quote, the FBI is lying about Waco, unquote. The FBI did fire automatic weapons into the burning building. Something is wrong here, Mr. Speaker. Records now show the FBI lodged an alleged or false child abuse charge against the Davidians. The FBI denied, then admitted using tear gas. The FBI confiscated, then supposedly lost vital autopsy evidence that would prove what happened in Waco. Beam me up. We have developed a stone-cold police state in America. Believe me, from Waco, Ruby Ridge, to Miami, Florida, every American knows it. No one is doing anything about it. There must be a full investigation into the death of Carl Gigliotti. I yield back the need to pass some oversight on the Justice Department to pass my bill 4105. Well, let's see if I can go into another one before the break. How much time we got to the break there, Manny? 2 minutes? Okay, I got time for one more. Here's a good one. April 4th of 2000, ratio of accidental medical deaths to accidental gun deaths. And then again, this is James Traficant addressing Congress. Mr. Speaker, something does not add up. The number of accidental deaths involving guns average 1,500 per year, and the number of accidental deaths caused by doctors, surgeons, and hospitals average 120,000 a year. 120,000 per year. That means the ratio of accidental medical-related deaths to accidental gun deaths is 80 to 1. 80 times more possibility of being killed accidentally by a doctor than a gun. Tell me, Mr. Speaker, should we mandate the 5-day waiting period on vasectomies? Beam me up. Congress does not need more gun laws. America must enforce the laws that we have. I yield back all of the American lives saved by an honest, law-abiding American who just happened to have a gun. Take that, all you gun grabbers in Congress. I think we've got a break coming up here shortly. I've got a few more of these that I want to read. And again, I'll put out the call number one more time. It's 1-800-313-9443 if you want to put in a closing thought on my show. I'll be happy to entertain you. What have we got, a minute? 10 seconds? Oh, okay. We've got 10 seconds. Okay. Well, I guess I'll just put it off until after the break then. This is Michael Herzog with the American Awakening, republicbroadcasting.org. And shortwave is 12180. I will be back in about 3 minutes with the final segment of this show. Stick with me and I'll read a couple more for you.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with the last segment. Got about 4 minutes left. Again, if anybody wants to voice a thought, 800-313-9443. If not, I'm going to read you another excerpt from James Traficant. This one's called Christmas is About the Birth of Christ. December 12th, 2001. Speaking of that, speaking on the floor of Congress. Mr. Speaker, the school prayer issue is out of control, literally. Students in Pennsylvania were prohibited from handing out Christmas cards. Reports say students in Minnesota were disciplined for having said Merry Christmas. Now, if that's not enough to find coal in your athletic supporter, check this out. A school board in Georgia removed the word Christmas from their school calendar because the ACLU threatened to sue. Beam me up. If this is religious freedom, I'm a fashion model for GQ. Mr. Speaker, I yield back the fact that Christmas is not about a jolly old fat man. Christmas is about the birth of Christ. Isn't some of this stuff interesting that he was shouting on the floor of Congress, and we can all see with what's going on here? Well, at least the enlightened ones can see what's really going on, what's going on behind the scenes. Here's a good one. Abolish the IRS, July 18th, 2001. The IRS said last year 81% error rate dropped to only 73% this past year. Unbelievable. The Internal Rectal Service screws up 73% of the time and then brags about it. If that's not enough to cause your 1040 to crepitate, IRS agents gave the wrong advice to taxpayers only 50% of the time last year, according to an investigation. Beam me up. The IRS does not need more workers. The IRS does not need more money. These stumbling, fumbling, bumbling, mistake-prone nincompoops have to go. I yield back the need to pass the Tazen, Trafficant, 15% flat retail sales tax, abolish the income tax, and abolish these nincompoops at the IRS. And here's, let's see, one more quick one, maybe two. High gas prices, May 8th, 2001. Mr. Speaker, government investigators said, and I quote, there is no conspiracy by petroleum companies to raise gas prices in America. Unbelievable. Who is kidding whom here? Gas prices are over $2 a gallon. In addition, it seems every weekend they just raise them 25 cents a gallon just for the sake of it. Mr. Speaker, if that's not enough to flatulate your rectangle, the oil companies announced that gas prices will hit $3 a gallon this summer. Beam me up. Mr. Speaker, those so-called government investigators are either on the payroll of those oil companies or they are smoking dope. I yield back the biggest ripoff in the history of the United States of America. You know, ironically enough, folks, this one-minute speech was made on May 8th, 2001, okay? And what he was talking about then is going on right now. He was accusing these people back then of being affiliated with the big oil companies, being on their payroll, being on their board of directors or whatever. And as we all know, okay, there is no logical reason. They have no explanation for how it is that these gas prices are going up and down, because it certainly doesn't fit in line with events, the price of oil per barrel. It just seems to go depending upon certain times of the year when we drive more than others. Do you ever notice that? Here's one more. Congress should do something about narcotics, March 7th, 2001. Mr. Speaker, every major city in America is experiencing booming heroin sales. Kids with eyes watering and noses running are running the streets and dangerous. Now, if that's not enough to scare the welcome wagon, our borders are wide open big time. While Congress is building halfway houses, narco-terrorists are coming across the border and treating it like a speed bump. Beam me up. I yield back the fact that we are wasting billions and billions of dollars on a failed narcotics policy that could provide for a prescription drug program for every senior in America. Wise up, Congress, and let us really do something about narcotics. James Trafficant. Thank you for listening. This is Michael Herzog with The American Awakening. I will see you tomorrow with the Reverend Ted Pike. Have a good day, guys. Bye-bye.
Got headache?